Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jason Leisure's still here.
Hello.
Jason Leisure.
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotsky's. Name the time, name the place, I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
Did you happen to hear the last segment that we did?
No, I heard the beginning of your show today when Matt was talking about the frustrations over the dishwasher. And that's my kind of sports radio right there. But no, what did you guys talk about in the last segment?
Jason Leisure.
Am I understanding correctly that Mark Rohde came sprinting in with false news that I'd never heard of from a website that no one was familiar with?
That's right.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
And you never know what's going to happen when Jason Leisure is on the radio.
Might catch a stray.
You might
catch a stray.
You've always got to be ready. We are ready out here. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show on The Score. We are live at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst. Conveniently enough, on the first day of the U.S. Open. Good to see a bunch of people out here having a good time. I am Mark Rohde. Rami Makhlouf is here as well as we fill in for the regular afternoon show here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And now joining us is that guy. Joining us right now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline is Jason Leisure of the Chicago Sun-Times. He covers the Chicago Bears mostly and other things as well. Download the Circa Sports app today. Mr. Leisure, how are you, sir?
What's going on, guys? Hey, Rami, I got to give you some advice just so you're aware of this.
Yeah.
When Mark talks about, you know, you might catch a stray, if that stray is directed at Grody, so if you say something about Mark Grody on these airwaves at any time, 24/7, he will hear it.
That's right.
I believe you.
He will right. know.
I believe you.
Okay.
Always listening.
Always. Yeah, you know
all
that.
Knowing, always listening.
There was an update or an appearance that you did recently, Mr. Leisure, and I can't. Something came up about the beat. My name might have been inserted, and of course I text you, and you said something to the effect of, "I knew I would be hearing from you today."
Well, if you ever hear me, I'm joking around because I only joke around with people I like. I don't make jokes and play around with people I don't know or don't like. I have a question for you, Grody, since you are on a remote today.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess I am, too. I'm coming to you guys from my hotel room in Atlanta.
Oh,
as I finish up my
looks like a nice room.
It is. I'm at the Starling in Midtown Atlanta. It's very nice. I'm finishing up my last few days of filling in on the Sky Beat, I have like 4 days or 5 days left, and then I'm back to my normal thing, Bears 24/7 all the time. But my question for you is I want to know if there has ever been an elaborate or odd setup that you have used to be able to work from the road. And I'll give you a second to think while I explain mine, because I've had to do this a ton for doing TV and radio and things like that over the years. Like right now, I've got my laptop set up with the camera so you guys can see me. I've got that on top of the ice bucket. I've got the mic so that it is at the right height for me to talk into on one of these short Pringles cans that you can't see. You can't see on the Twitch, but it's holding the mic in just the right spot. So what is the weirdest or most elaborate setup you've ever had to concoct, Mark, to work from the road?
Man, I don't know if I've had anything where it was like a total MacGyver setup. I mean, I picture myself, for some reason, I'm picturing myself in good old Bourbonnais. You did Bourbonnais, right, Jason? You had at least
one
year. Yeah,
my first year on the Bears beat was their last year in Bourbonnais.
Yeah, because I had a dorm. I was staying in the dorm. I don't think you guys were in the hotels. I was doing sidelines at that time, so I got to stay in a dorm room, and I had no furniture, nothing at all. So
fun.
I just remember having to stack things up to set up a good like mic stand for myself, just so I could broadcast comfortably. But nothing like necessarily comes to mind like that specific.
I mean,
though. Our
setup out here, Jason, sounds like what you're describing. We have a big Jack Daniels barrel right in front of us with a black box that holds electrical equipment sitting on top of that. And then what I think is Alex Kuhn's phone on a tripod sitting on top of that, giving you the video feed of this show.
But it doesn't show on the screen, and that's the thing, is it can't show. It's all this stuff literally behind the scenes, behind the camera. And when I had a regular TV job at Stadium, it was really difficult because all of the visual of that is a lot bigger deal than it is coming on the radio, even with Twitch. Like, you've got to get the lighting right. So you're taking apart hotel furniture and the lamp. You're taking the lampshade off the lamp and putting that in the right place so you get exactly the right lighting. You've got something stacked on top of something to be able to get the camera at the right height. And nobody can know. That's the thing, is nobody can see it. You have to make it so that you look right on the screen and nobody can see whatever is going on to make it that way.
Well, you look good. Your setup
is excellent.
The lighting is great.
The lighting is great. You're just shining right now. And knowing that you are covering the sky, that you've been on some other assignments, and I know you'll be full force back on the Bears, so I take that into account. You, like me, I have not been to every single OTA or everything that the Bears have done in the offseason. I've certainly been to several, and I know you have too. But let me just ask you this to start, Jason. How do you feel about the team right now relative to how you felt about the team last year at this time?
Better. And I felt pretty good about them last year. But, Mark, part of my view of them last year at this time, as they were wrapping up and heading into that 5-6 week break, is if you look at the core people of the organization, how do you feel about them? And you felt good about Kevin Warren. You felt good about Ryan Poles. If you remember, Ryan Poles' popularity and approval rating in Chicago was at an all-time high a year ago. And you felt, if you skip down one, you felt good about Caleb. But if you go back up, that was the issue. If you look at head coach, that was where you're like, man, everything looks good here, except I'm not sure about that. And there was some optimism. Matt Eberflus had not been written off yet. But the improved opinion that I have of the Bears right now as opposed to a year ago is that I feel way better about Ben Johnson before he has ever even coached a game, that he knows what he's doing as a strategist and as a manager of the team.
Should we feel good about Ryan Poles, though? I mean, we are heading into year four.
I think so. I mean, but not perfect. I mean, it's never all good or all bad. Ryan Poles has had some big whiffs. But he's fresh off going and getting exactly the head coach that not only you guys and everybody else in Chicago wanted, but the whole league has wanted for the last few years. He has delivered you the quarterback that everybody wanted and the head coach that everybody wanted. If you or any person listening to this had sat and made an offseason checklist for Ryan Poles, he's pretty much done it. So he has enough good. He has enough on the correct side of the good side of his ledger for me that I think that there should be confidence and you should feel good about Ryan Poles running things.
Yeah, I mean, and let's head along that same path of it should be better, it should look better. What, how's that going to be measured this year in training camp and even into the season, Jason, in terms of it's a new regime, but the urgency to win is there too. So how much patience should there be in what this Ben Johnson experiment is going to eventually look like?
It cut out a little bit. Can you guys hear me?
Gotcha.
Yeah, we got you.
Did you hear me?
I think I got the gist of your question. Is how, basically to the effect of, you know, how will you measure whether it's going well? How much patience there will be?
Yeah. With a first year head coach, exactly. How do you measure? What should we expect? And how much patience should we have? Even though the Bears should be winning right now.
Yeah, I mean, did we learn our lesson last year with Caleb Williams or not? There wasn't a lot of patience for him because there was this expectation that he was ready to go, that he was going to be the most polished draft pick, quarterback drafted in years and would be ready to go. And then he played like a rookie. And Ben Johnson, as much as everybody likes him and has wanted him around the league, he's never coached a game. So there will be a learning curve for him as well. But it's a little bit similar to the dynamic of expectations and being realistic for last year, where normally with a first year head coach, you would want to measure your expectations. You would want to say, hey, let's rein this in. Let's give him the time that he needs. But you also have a roster that isn't like that. You have a roster that has been assembled to win now. And we are already at the point where it is time to talk about Caleb Williams and the rookie quarterback contract window, where you only get so many shots where you're paying your starting quarterback this little and you have the extra to spend everywhere else. And a lot of the star quarterbacks in the league have either won their first championship or put themselves very much in the mix for a championship within that rookie contract window because of the flexibility that it allows the GM at all of the rest of the roster.
We saw Nick Chubb and J.K. Dobbins land in their new destinations this week. I think that pretty much closes the book on veteran running backs of note that are out there on the market. Are you surprised the Bears didn't address that position?
Yes and no, because there's a reason those guys are still available. Those are not going to be game changers for you. I don't think they're going to be game changers for the teams that they signed with. The Bears are just as well off probably trying to develop Roschon Johnson and Kyle, how do you pronounce that name?
Monongai. Did we lose Jason again?
I think he dropped out.
I'm here.
Monongai? Oh, there you are.
Monongai.
Yeah,
Kyle Monongai. Monongai. Thank you.
No problem.
Oh, Jason, did we lose Jason? I think we lost Jason.
I'm here.
There you are.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yeah, see, the problem is that we were bragging so much about your deluxe setup.
Great setup.
Now it has just gone amiss, I tell you.
It's got everything but the Wi-Fi. Just like, just like 2 years ago when the Bears had everything but the winning.
You were saying about Monongai, or not saying, as it were. Should we just take it from here? I think we'll just take it from here. That was Jason Leisure.
This is going great.
Jason Leisure from the Chicago Sun-Times.
He shouldn't have brought up the setup. He shouldn't have mentioned how much work he put into getting set up there in the hotel room.
He sabotaged it. So basically,
I'm going to point the thumb, guys. This one's on me today because Jason texted me this morning. He's like, hey, the Odyssey station in Atlanta is not far from where I'm staying. And he's like, should I go there and do the hit? And I said, look, you've been doing a lot of these hits from the hotel, from the road. You're fine. No need to go to an Odyssey shop. This is totally on me because I thought we would be good with the hotel Wi-Fi there.
He jinxed his own segment. It's okay, though.
Yeah, he did. But you were saying basically what was being said there at that last question. I can sum it up.
Yeah.
Rami Makhlouf hates the Bears running backs room.
I don't love it. I don't know if I'd go as far
hate,
as
no,
hate.
No, hate. Say
oh,
it.
I hate it.
Say
I hate it, Brody. I hate it. Yeah.
I love when we, because hate is just a devastating
strong
word.
Word.
It really
strong
is.
Strong word.
And some people can handle using that word casually. I can't really either, but I like to place it on other people.
Sure.
To hate. Like, it's very hard to come to that conclusion, but your hate. I feel the force is deep within you. I feel your hate.
No, in Rami Makhlouf. In all seriousness, I'll throw around the word hate. I don't mind throwing around the word.
But
hate.
He sounded like he was cool. Like he likes Manungai. I mean, I think that's what he was saying.
To me, their running back situation seems serviceable. Right now. Like DeAndre Swift and the depth chart behind him seems serviceable. I wanted more than serviceable. I wanted a playmaker, a difference maker back there. I was all in on the Ashton Jeanty train. I was intrigued by Nick Chubb. I was intrigued by a J.K. Dobbins. I think with what they have now, it's serviceable. You might get like replacement level production from the running back position this year.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I do look at DeAndre Swift. It really is what he is at this point, and that is a decent running back in the NFL.
Yeah,
never been somebody. Maybe he's underachieved a little bit, like relative to what you would think his skill sets are. Like he's explosive, but not consistently. Obviously, and last year was a tough year for him. So I do think that some of this is. I'm saying this like. Ben Johnson has to be a difference maker at some positions. You're not going to have slam dunks everywhere.
Yep.
And I look at, and we know that he left on Ben Johnson's watch. So Ben Johnson may have had input in saying we can do better than DeAndre Swift when they were both in Detroit.
Right.
So we can go at it with that kind of intelligence. But guess what? Ben Johnson is the most highly decorated Bears head coach in terms of salary that we've ever seen, one of the top in the NFL. Like, at some point in time, you have to say, you need to make this guy better. Make this mediocre running back room better than it actually is.
Right.
And I think that that's a fair responsibility to put on somebody like Ben Johnson.
He's going to have to do that at some positions. You're not, and especially in his first year, you're not going to address every need or every hole or every piece that he wants to run the offense the way that he wants to run it. You're not going to do all of that in one off season. So I'm not totally surprised, or as you said, I don't hate the backfield. I just don't love it.
I got you. It's not exciting.
It's underwhelming.
We were talking about this yesterday. Like, I don't remember the last time the Bears had a difference maker running back, like that guy that could hit the home run. I mean, it's been like you go back, like just like flipping through, like people want to say David Montgomery, but that was not a difference making, home run hitter of a run. He was a good running back for the Bears, and that's what he is, frankly, in Detroit, a good running back, not a great one. But you had Jordan Howard that year in 2018. But I guess the answer is, and I think it was Ann Heron who mentioned it first, is Tariq Cohen. But then you think about him. He was a running back, but he was definitely put in very specific spots.
Yeah, like a gadget guy.
To some degree. I don't want to go so far as to call him a gadget guy, but it's been a while since the
Matt
Bears
Forte?
Have had. I mean, that probably, like in terms of legitimate, like that was a well-rounded, big-time running back, no doubt about it. So it might be Matt Forte. Man,
Yeah,
I suppose that probably is the – oh, and guess who I saw at one of the OTAs that I went to?
Orville Overall?
No. No, he's right over there, though. What's up, Orville? Dead Orville. We've got a zombie up at the bar. We're also keeping track of Bill Wennington. Oh, there he is. He's over there talking to
not a zombie yet.
Yeah, I saw a star of HBO Hard Knocks last year. We're talking about the running backs. There he was, back from his injury. Ian Wheeler, ladies and gentlemen.
People
out
love
there
that
just
guy.
Scooting around out there, just running around with the hair flapping. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ian Wheeler is back. When we come back to the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, that's where we are, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst. We're going to talk more Bears, and specifically the most important players on the Chicago Bears offense. We are going to discuss that next. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show with me, Mark Rohde, and him, Rami Makhlouf, on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.